الله عز وجل تريد السلسلة We are going to discuss the tolerance and forgiveness of our Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, in any Muslim wants to obtain success in this dunya. If a Muslim wants to achieve the goal of Jannah, if you want your final destination to be Jannah, then one may be able to achieve Jannah. One may be able to obtain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla by following the teachings of our Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran al-Majid, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That those who follow, those who obey the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have obtained great success. Subhanallah. Then if you want to be a successful Muslim, if you want to be a successful mu'min, if you want to be a successful believer, then the method is that you have to obey the teachings of His Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, by you following the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by you trying to make amal and practice upon each and every aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be successful in the dunya and you shall be successful in the Akhirah as well. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the best of examples. When it comes into matters of how should one conduct himself as a parent, how should one conduct themselves in society, how should one deal with issues that are pertaining to community and so forth, is for you to read through the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you shall receive guidance. It's for you to follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apply the methods of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing so, you will indeed be a successful parent. You will indeed be a successful leader in society. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no need to even ask creation regarding the akhlaq and the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the Creator, the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jalla Himself says in the Quran al-Majid, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation from Qanz al-Iman. And undoubtedly, you possess excellent manners. Subhanallah. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Rabb, our Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He speaks of the akhlaq and the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Almighty Allah says, undoubtedly, you possess the excellent manners. Therefore, if you want to learn manners, if you want to learn akhlaq, if you want to be a good Muslim that has good manners and good akhlaq, it is for you to follow teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, no enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the courage to brand him as being immoral until eventually, for it would be a key of negating the presence of the sun in the light of day. His excellent manners, humanity, compassion were all acknowledged by even his biggest enemies. They at no point criticized the akhlaq and the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are listeners and dears of each other. This was the akhlaq and the character of our blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even his enemies, even those that did not accept the nubuwwah of the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also acknowledged the good manners and the good akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, our blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed all admirable manners a person should have as a Muslim. One should have the quality of forbearance. As a Muslim, one should be able to show mercy towards the others. As a Muslim, one should be able to have compassion, fairness, generosity, hospitality, fulfillment of promises, patience, sympathy, and humanity. As Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, who was previously of another religion, once bought some dates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This incident, inshallah, will teach us a lesson of forbearance, a lesson of forgiveness, and indeed a lesson of tolerance. For today, in our Islamic societies, today in our Islamic communities, many of us live in this quality of tolerance and forbearance. For my dear, respected listeners and dear Sahih Channel, today many homes have broken apart. Many family members have cut ties from each other. Why and why? Because we lack in the quality of being able to accommodate and tolerate others in their shortcomings. You know, they say we ourselves are not perfect, but we expect perfection from everyone else. We ourselves have shortcomings, but we are not prepared to tolerate shortcomings from the others. And when people do wrong us, because of being human, because of being insan, when people do wrong us, in most of the cases, we are not prepared to forgive them. Even at times when people do come to us and ask for forgiveness, we are not prepared to forgive them. They are distant and they were attention. This was one of the qualities of our blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa the Holy Spirit prepared to forgive those who wronged him. Our Blessed Akha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always prepared to be tolerant for others' shortcomings. So this narration that I am about to narrate, I want you to take motherly pose from it. And the motherly pose that I want you to derive from this incident is a motherly pool of forgiveness, a motherly pool of tolerance. Our Blessed Rasul, our Blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a tolerant person. Our Blessed Rasul, our Blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to forgive. So what does it say? Radiallahu ta'ala, who at this point in time was a scholar of another religion. He once bought some dates. He bought some khajur from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were still 1 or 2 days left for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give it to him. Then they agreed on a certain date. And there were still a few days for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deliver and give this khajur, this date, to Hazrat Zayd. And Hazrat Zayd came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and demanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the khajur, to give this date to him immediately. And he spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very, very bitter tone. And he came in a very angry manner. He approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very angry manner. And he said in a very loud voice, and he says, it's become the trade of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfillment of the right of the people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was witnessing this, he became very angry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, O Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right and advised him of how to ask for his right with respect. SubhanAllah. Look at the level of tolerance. Look at the level of forgiveness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give Zayd Samar whatever belonged to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Umar bin Khattab that don't give him the exact amount. Give him extra. SubhanAllah. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives other three with Allah ta'ala for his belongings, he realizes that other Umar with Allah ta'ala gave him extra. Other Zayd says, for Umar, you gave me extra. Other Umar replies and says that I should rather give you extra. The Hazrat Zayd goes into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I found two qualities that were mentioned in the Torah, and one of these qualities is the quality of forgiveness and tolerance. Therefore today I wanted to put you at a test. Today I wanted to test you and see as to what will be your reaction. So Nur al-Hadith sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.